And we have our guest on the line, so we're going to go to the phone line right now and bring in our guest, Andy Bechtel. Andy, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, not bad, Si. How are you?
Not too bad, you bet. Beautiful day out there, huh?
Sure is.
And we're visiting with you at your home in St. Joe?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's where I'm at.
All righty. Well, Andy, we've got a few things to talk about. I know there's a big jam session coming up on Friday at the Waite Park Legion, and we're going to talk to you about that. But let's start out, folks that don't know who you are, who you were born to, and how you got started playing that concertina.
Oh, well, I was born in St. Joe here, so to the Bechtel family, we were farmers out here, and that's where I actually got started with the concertina, listening to the radio in the barn as you're doing chores, you know. And about the age of 17, I went and found myself a concertina, which I didn't think worked because it pressed the buttons. They go goofy on that thing. So I went to a guy by the name of Ollie Funnenstein. Do you know who that would be?
That would be my grandpa.
You betcha, yeah. And he says, well, Andy, I don't know much about concertinas. And he sent me over to Tony Wolf. That was before Tony was in the business of selling and giving lessons. And he showed me how to play. He played Bye Bye Baby on the thing, and then I knew that it was probably the right way they're supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
And he gave me some sheet music that I was supposed to play, and he showed me how to do it.
Uh-huh.
And from there on it went, you know, buying the things and meeting up with different people. And that's how my life has been.
Well, sure. So what was that first concertina? What kind was it? Do you remember?
Oh, it was a little Lang, a double reed Lang.
Double reed Lang.
I got it from the Stafford Music Store.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. And I paid pretty good money for that. You know, those days you had to earn money the hard way. And
absolutely.
I think I paid like $140 for it, and Tony called it a piece of junk in Germany. Klumpy called it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I thought, my God, what did I buy here again?
Yeah, yeah. So what'd you move up to then?
Oh, I went and I bought a Star after that, and with Butcher, you know Butch Wolf, I'm sure.
Yeah.
When he was selling that, son of a gun, I had something to sell every day.
Sure.
So I wound up, I had a super air capacity laying at one time. Well, that was no good either.
All right.
And I just kept going on down the lane.
Uh-huh.
Today I play a Stradivarius again.
You're back on a Stradivarius. Okay.
I could never afford a Hengeli.
Uh-huh. And what key is that Stradivarius?
C.
A C. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good concertina.
You bet. So backing up just a little bit, so you were playing concertina, learning how to play, and then all of a sudden, somewhere along the line, there was a group of musicians called the Happy Huntsmen. How did that all come to be then?
Oh, that got to be started. Those are my in-laws.
Yeah.
What they were.
Uh-huh.
Before I ever played with those guys, I played with a guy by the name of Johnny Jarnett. Did you ever hear of him?
I think I've heard of him, yeah.
Yeah, he had a band. We played up a little falls area around in there. That's where we always had to go.
Sure.
But I also had a girlfriend at that time that was not real fond of the idea of me going playing every Saturday and Friday night. So I guess I finally quit with that. That's how the Hunts of the Lodenbach bunch got in there, you know. It was Bernie and Jerry and myself.
Uh-huh.
We went playing little jobs, you know.
Sure.
Bars and night little stuff like that.
You bet. And, you know, folks, a lot of folks came to St. Joe for the 4th of July parade over the years and probably seen you playing. You were unique because you guys were on the front of the Borgert forklift, huh?
Yeah, that thing was crazy.
What was that like? I mean, I've got enough trouble playing the concertina sitting on a chair. What was that like going up and down in the parade like that?
Well, I tell you what, it wasn't funny sometimes when them highline wires start coming at you and you're way up in the air and this driver was busy looking at the girls on the side of the road.
Sure.
Started hollering, hey, 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 hey.
Oh, it could have been a charged-up affair up there, huh?
Oh, yes, it could have. But it was really a good time. We had a lot of fun with that forklift thing.
Well, that was...
You know, the way he'd take you up in the air and go around in a circle and come right back down again?
Yeah.
Oh, the people just hollered and, you know, you almost run over some of the people trying to take your pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was you, and now...
That would have been Kenny Borgert,
yep.
Mike Murphy,
yep.
Kenny Faber played drums with us those days.
Sure.
Then there was Jerry Lodenbuck, Bernie Lodenbuck, and myself.
Yeah, and Jerry and Bernie were your brother-in-laws.
They were brother-in-laws.
Brother-in-laws, yep. You were married
both
to Bernadette.
Gone too. All of, everybody's gone that was on there.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Including Del Horst. Del was our drummer for a while, too.
Yep. And, boy, you guys did a lot of entertaining through the years, had some great, great jobs. I remember one time being asked to play for the Fireman's Ball, and I was just, I was still wet behind the ears, yet I didn't really know what I was doing. I think my dad was drumming, and I forget who else was playing along. But you guys weren't able to make it right away, but you were there. And after a while, I think it was Bernie that came up to me, your brother-in-law Bernie, and says, could you mind if we sit in for a little while? Holy cow, did you guys supercharge that crowd? They really knew you guys. So,
Well, they were great singers, you know. They liked the singing. I never did no singing with the bunch of sometimes you kind of idle along, but
sure,
I wasn't the singer.
Okay.
I had all I wanted to play the concertina.
Sure. And so so now you were married to Bernadette, and Bernadette was a twin to Bernie, right?
Right.
That was the connection there.
Yeah, that's almost 15 years ago that she's gone.
Really? It's been that long?
Isn't that something, how time flies?
Oh, it does. You bet.
Yeah. I've got a great girl now named Flossie, you know her?
Yes, Flossie Heim, you bet.
Yeah.
And she goes with you to the dances and the different things?
So, oh, yeah, we do a lot of dancing.
A lot of dancing. Well, that's,
I don't play out anymore hardly at all. I mess around at home here.
Sure.
Thing, but
okay.
I tell you what's wrong with me is I'm getting old.
Oh, it doesn't escape any of us, does it?
No.
Well, what did you do for an occupation now? You didn't make your living on playing music, so what did you do for work through you?
I was a plasterer when I was a young guy till about 30 years old, and then I went to work for the Sisters of St. Ben's.
Uh-huh.
You wondered why I acted so religious all the time.
See?
Right?
Oh, that's good. And what was your capacity there? You were on the maintenance crew, or what did
For a while, I run the carpenter shop over there.
Oh, that's right.
Went over on the lawn crew for
sure. Worked with some
truck once in a while.
You worked with some pretty good guys over there too, huh?
Real good guys.
Yeah. Roger Zimmer.
Yeah.
Terry Loso, some of those.
Yeah, all those guys were around there.
Yep, and I think most of them are all retired now.
Schindler.
Yeah, Albert. Yeah.
Oh, well, actually, Albert's who I learned how to do carpenter work.
Okay.
Albert, he was a great man.
Yes, he was. You bet.
Or still is.
Still is. Yes. You bet. Well, Andy, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. If I can ask you to stand by, I'm going to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market. Then we'll come back with you and close out the show.
Sure enough.
All right. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. Fall is here, the leaves turning those beautiful colors, which makes it such a great time of the year to go for a drive to the St. Joe Meat Market. The brat of the week this week is the smoked Bauernwurst brat, starting with a nice blend of lean pork and beef. I should say the Weisswurst, a cooked Weisswurst brat is actually the brat of the week this week, starting with a nice blend of lean pork and veal, and then seasoned to perfection in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market, and they are seen on many of the German and Oktoberfests happening around the area. So come in this week and take 30 cents off each package all week long in limited quantities. Don't forget, October is pork month all week long. St. Joe Meat Market, very pleased, proud to be honored this week as the retailer of the week here on Chasm. So listen for pork giveaways all week long this week. The St. Joe Meat Market with great buys on all pork items, pork chops, pork steaks, pork roast, country and Yankee ribs, spare ribs, side pork, home-rendered lard, ham, bacon, sausage. Yes, you'll find it all at the St. Joe Meat Market. Pork, the other wheat, white meat, always at the right price and so juicy and flavorful when prepared just right. Cooking and hosting at the next brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market are the St. Joe Parish Knights of Columbus with the burger and brat sale. It's the last scheduled brat sale of the year. Come out and enjoy a brat or a burger and beverage for a reasonable fee while supporting a worthwhile cause. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook. Look for us on the web, stjoemeatmarket.com. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you for your patronage. And Andy, for being our guest on the program, and I know you've listened to this a few times, you're going to get a nice meat package this week from the St. Joe Meat Market, and hope that you and Floss and the whole gang there enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
That sounds good.
You bet.
Sounds real good.
You've over the years, you've consumed a few products out of the St. Joe Meat Market, I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess so.
You bet.
And it's always been good.
Well, there you go.
I hated to hear you say it was already your last one of the year, right?
Yeah.
Ain't that crazy? We're going to have winter again pretty quick.
You bet. A lot of good friends over there that work at those broad sales. I know Ralph Meyer and the guys, the Lions, were out there this past weekend. Little chilly on Friday, but boy, they did a great job again, so it's fun.
Yeah, is that somehow the people, they really like those things, don't
yep,
they?
Yep, that cookout. Yeah. We always think that we make a pretty good brat, but boy, those guys are like the frosting on the cake. When they grill them up out there, oh man, they taste so good. So
yeah, they know what they're doing, I guess.
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we mentioned earlier in the show, Andy, that you've got a big special event coming up on, it's Friday, right? Friday that you guys are going to do?
Yeah. From 1 till 4.
Okay.
I guess it's free for get in there to the Legion. It's kind of a jam session for with the people I do this jamming with.
And sure.
We just practiced a bunch of songs. Lou Caves, I don't know if you know her.
Yeah.
She's the one that wrote up the music for it. And Arlene Tyson, you know her.
I know
you?
Arlene. She's a cousin of mine, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is she really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Then Marie and the boys, you know Marie Oman.
Marie Oman, yeah.
Yeah, she's another one. And there's a guy by the name of Dwayne and Tom, Bob, and me. That's
sure.
So it's just going to be a lot of goofing around and playing and
sure.
See how it sounds.
And that's all at the Waite Park Legion?
That's at the Waite Park Legion.
On Friday from 1 to 4.
So if anybody wants to come and listen.
Oh, that sounds like a great event. Everybody is welcome. And
I guess so. That's I didn't set it up, but
sure.
They did, and they know what they're doing, I guess.
Absolutely. And
yeah.
So you guys are all going to play together or take turns playing? Or?
Yeah, we've all been practicing a certain song. Well, there's a whole book full of them she had there. And
uh-huh.
I guess they sound all right.
All right. And everybody comes with the same key concertina then, so
yep,
you can all play together?
All have the same key.
Okay, C concertinas.
Well, there's three Hangels in the bunch, so, you know, they kind of run the show.
Oh. Oh, you can't be intimidated by them. You get right in there with that Stradivarius. I have one of those, too. So, but
what, a Hangel or
Stradivarius? Well, I actually have a Hangel, but I did always play a Stradivarius as well. I have a C.
Oh, is that right?
C Stradivarius, a quad. And
yeah.
I should give that to you for a little while and let you break it in. That one never did get broke in. That one is still stiff, so.
Well, you can give it to me. I can break it in at home here.
There you go.
I don't play rough no more. I used to stand and try to see if I could reach the end of the walls with the dang thing. I think I replaced bellows 2 or 3 times.
Oh, I believe that.
Yeah.
Got to ask you, Andy, what's your favorite song to play when you pull one up?
For myself?
Yeah.
Oh, I like the Susie Polka is a song I like to play. You know, that was one of my favorite ones when I, years ago, remember the Six Fat Dutchman had that recorded?
Absolutely.
I think Christy Hengel played it in the High Switch.
Okay.
And I thought that was the neatest polka there was, you know.
Okay.
Really did a good job on it. And I still like it.
You bet.
Yeah.
Now, how about when you go out to dances or things like that, who are some of the concertina players that you always enjoyed watching when through the years?
Oh, George Savatius would have been a favorite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was real good. And Rainey, did you remember Rainey?
Rainey Motzke, you bet.
Yeah, he was a good one. I'm sorry to say these guys are all dead.
Yeah.
Andy Stangler was really good.
Yep, yep.
And Leon Olson right now is really my favorite one. I like to listen to Leon.
Okay, okay.
And another one is Jerry Menard. He plays really good.
Jerry does a great job, you bet.
Yeah, those guys know how to handle concertinas.
Okay.
I don't mess around with stuff like those guys play.
I was going to ask you if there was any songs that kind of kick your butt that are tough to play, but...
Oh, my God. You want to stack about 4 inches deep?
Yep, yeah, Chromatic Polka, Christmas Toy, they'd all be in there, huh?
you just don't mess with them.
That's nope,
it.
Nope, we leave that for the experts.
Yep.
You bet. How about nowadays? Do you enjoy listening to Carl or Gary Brigham or any of those guys?
Oh, yeah, I listen to those guys all
Oh, okay, yeah.
I finally got a computer, and you can pop all those guys in on the computer and listen to whoever you want on there.
Isn't that something, how technology nowadays? Yeah, yeah, you can spend hours at that computer when you start Googling up some of those guys.
Right, and they play good. They don't play bad songs. They play all good ones.
You bet. So
there's more good ones around yet than that. That one you had on that you interviewed today,
Adam Sandhurst and the Jolly Jammers.
He's a very good player.
Yes, he is. And they're going to be over at Sox Center at the high school this afternoon with that big concert.
Yeah, I heard that.
That would be a good one. Okay. I was going to ask you one other thing, and it escaped me right at the moment here. But, you guys never did make any recordings at all with Huntsman then, huh? Never did get that far.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
We just played the bars around here and a few dance halls, and we didn't go too far around. That wasn't our thing.
Okay.
Usually the money we made got spent on beer or babysitters or
else. Sure.
Never got no money in our pocket out of it.
Remember some of the great old bartenders from the years gone by? Coxiequirt and Muxie and all those?
Coxiequirt, get guys like that around.
I think probably your home was the Legion in St. Joe? That's where you guys played a lot?
The Legion, El Paso, or the VFW when it was there. Yeah, we played there a lot of times.
Did you?
The Moose Club. I don't know where we all played.
Uh-huh.
But we did. We always had a job to go to. There was then weddings or, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah. You bet.
So, I wasn't nuts about this playing twice a day and all that stuff. Once was enough.
Sure. Well, especially when you're working a full-time job besides, it's always hectic to get the job done and then get to the music job. And so it wasn't
really hectic. And during the week, you had to go play. In those days, you went till 1 o'clock.
Right.
By the time you packed up and got home, it was 2-3 o'clock.
Yep.
And at 6 o'clock, you were getting up to go to work again.
That would half kill you nowadays.
I wouldn't even think of it.
Well, looking back over your career, Andy, is there a job or a memory that stands out in your mind that was really special or different or anything that you can remember? Share with the listeners?
No, not really. I'd say the stuff that stands out is like that forklift when we were...
On the 4th of July.
On there.
Yep.
We had a job one time in... Minnewaska down by that lake.
Oh, yeah.
We drove through there with that forklift, and I tell you what, we almost lost our eyeballs because it was a hot day, and these girls had a contest who could wear the least thing.
Oh, yes. So you had to concentrate on staying on that forklift so you didn't fall down.
Well, yeah, that to make sure the driver keeps his eyes on the road. Too.
Oh, yeah.
That was worth more.
You bet.
But there was some fun stuff like that. We had a lot of fun when we played, really.
Oh, I can believe that.
That was more fun than it was.
Than the occupation.
For them.
Yep. Well, our time has just about run out here, Andy, so we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us, and again, invite the people to come down on Friday to the Waite Park Legion, see some great concertina players, huh?
Okay.
You bet.
Thanks for your time, Si.
You bet. So, good Lord willing, we'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
Maybe so, yep.
All right. So, you have a great afternoon. If you want to hang on the line, I'll talk to you off the air, and
sounds good.
We'll let you go. So, there he goes, Mr. Andy Bechtel, our guest here for our Musicians Come and Play program on KASM. That takes us now to 10 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, and we're at 52 degrees. Don't go away. We'll have lots of concertina music coming up. Some of the bands that Andy mentioned we'll have coming up in just a moment, so don't go away.